Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today, it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And you know what that means. We get to do our guest interviews, talk about minding your business weekly, and then some. Remember, you can always call in and be a guest and speak on subjects at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And let us know what you think and how you feel on what's going on It's a Wrap Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. We do have a special guest. Again, our previous featured guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR and president of the NAACP in Inglewood, in Inglewood, California. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Very good, very good. Thank you for coming to the show today to discuss topics on CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights.
Yes, yes, yes. I appreciate you letting me always use your show as a platform to get out important information to the people. We ask them to just do their own research and find out. Just don't take my word for it. But I appreciate you as a hero in our community.
Thank you. Well, we are a part of the same fight. All of us are. And today, if you haven't heard in previous shows, we are talking about CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And hopefully you followed along. We know you're out there listening from all over the world. And we want to say thank you for that. And you can do your part by contacting CCHR International here in Hollywood, California, and being a part of this. You can also go to cchrtaskforce.org and be a part of the Task Force Against Mental Health Industry Racism. This is something that we are going to be speaking more on next month, being that next month is Black History Month, and we're going to elaborate on that. So this is also how this got started with a CCHR due to the person you have here today, Reverend Frederick Shaw. Can you tell us about how you got this started and how you pushed and birthed this with CCHR Task Force?
Well, the task force was started because, we've had some very difficult times in America dealing with issues of race. And the police are blamed, and different entities are the reason for the so-called racism. But what the truth of the matter is lying behind it is the medical model that was created by the psychiatric industry. Which basically goes from Dr. Benjamin Rush with his negritude theory that black people's skin was dark because we had a disease akin to leprosy. We should be separated from whites, and the only way to know if we were cured or sane is if we were white. And so it goes back to the father of psychiatry, Benjamin Rush, up into today, and hopefully during Black History Month, I will give a chronicle lesson on how this is as it evolved to the day they pretend to be the friend of African Americans and they're offering an apology, which I will send to you at some point before we go on so that you can go over it. But the truth of the matter is, even the apology is a scam. It is a way to get more black people into treatment, and with mind-altering drugs that cause suicide and homicide, it will further damage the black community.
Right. So how did you push this through with CCHR? How did you head this division for the Task Force Against Racism in Modern-Day Eugenics? For the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. What was your role in this and this particular task force?
Well, I co-founded it. I was reaching out to the black community. I said that I have to be able to make the leaders aware of what is going on in the community. So I, to the people at CCHR, because all of the information, the research, the fights, the victories in courts, the shutting of mental hospitals have predominantly been done by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. So if I was going to take up, and I'm part of the organization, and I was going to take up a fight to raise black leadership awareness in this field, then it stood to reason that I would partnership with the group that got all the information.
Sounds good. That is definitely the right way to go. And as you see on this site, if you're listening under the sound of my voice and you want to share your story, as you see on the site, there are so many ways that Reverend Frederick Shaw talks about how you can put your hat in the fight, how you can be a part of the task force and have your hat in the ring. This is major right now because due to everything that's going on with the pandemic, what has gone on with racism, it's going to escalate with the false accusations that it's something wrong with you mentally because you are standing up for your right as a minority, as a African-American person to just simply exist. So this is that time to step up and let your voices be heard, let your story be heard, let whatever has tried to hinder you in this, in your life, be a catalyst for change. You can always, always be a catalyst for change by being a part of something that's bigger than you, because if it happens to you, it's going to be bigger than you. You can go down to the bottom of the screen and do support the cause, and you can click the video about what we believe, and I also believe this, and hopefully soon we'll have a women's division with how and what it means to be a woman in the fight against mental health care abuse, and that is a whole nother story. And a whole nother can of worms that we will open up here on for Citizens Commission for Human Rights on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I can't wait for that to take part. But right now, being that we have being that we have civil rights issues afoot and have always been afoot, and we have Black History Month coming up next month, this is something that is vital. So I am so proud of everyone that has written in and told us their stories, who have visited the site to visit the museum so they can see exactly what's going on in the documentation of everything that has plagued our society and our cultures as African-Americans and just people in general who have difference of opinion politically or femicide, you know, that is happening to us with the mental health care system and just greed all as a part of that. So I am very grateful to be a part of this organization. Have done so for a very long time, and we're going to continue the fight. Also, Reverend Frederick Shaw, this is you are the international spokesperson for the Task Force against Institutional Racism in the psychiatric industry. if people are aware and if we make the mark as we should, how can we affect change with the mental health care system?
Well, change comes in on the tireless efforts of those individuals who have been touched spiritually or otherwise to take on a challenge when they see that there is injustice. Many of us praise, we celebrate, we take the day off on Martin Luther King's birthday, but then the rest of the year, we don't necessarily do the work that we give him praise to do, that we celebrate him. So it takes a collaborative effort of all of us coming together, spotting the abuse and handling it. And I want to first of all commend you, because you just did something. I hope I'm not revealing anything. As a woman of God, you just revealed something that has been deep in my heart when you said the women's division, because I was sketching out the name MAMA, Mothers Against Mental Abuse, and if you have biological children or not, that doesn't disqualify. It's the idea of women rising to the forefront in this fight to protect their children. And so for you to say that on the air is a confirmation to me that I'm on the right track.
Very good. Well, you've heard it here first on Cleopatra Minson Studios, and we can't wait to be a part of this and film these events. So you know we're going to be here for it. So thank you for coming, Reverend Frederick Shaw, to speak to the audience and everyone about this subject. And if you are out there, if you're filmmakers, if you're actors, if you're writers, if you're producers, directors, get on board. Be a part of this. Be a part of Real Life Documentary. And we will be teaching different documentary styles to talk about the issues at hand. So until next time, people, keep up the fight and simply be great.
God bless you.